You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. Today, we are speaking with Samantha Chambers, founder of Ditch the Ladder, a business that helps corporate escapees transition from the corporate world to setting up their own business. Samantha, good morning, and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be talking to you, Eric.
Yeah, likewise. Good to have you, and hope you're off to a good start today so far. Tell me, how did you know it was the right time for you to leave your corporate job?
Yeah, it's ironic talking about leaving the corporate world. When I started as a cadet at PricewaterhouseCoopers many years ago, I had a strong desire to have a career that involved climbing the ladder and ultimately having an amazing career working for large organizations. And for quite a few years, I did that. And I also had the opportunity to work for Qantas, where I had roles that ranged from finance to ones where I was engaging and leading people through change. And I worked with some amazing people in those roles as well. So I went through a phase in my life where I became bored and demotivated, and I just really lost my drive, and something was missing and I couldn't quite put my finger on what it was. I basically dreaded every Monday morning doing the drive to work, and I really longed for something that was a lot more satisfying. And being the type of person that I was really determined to find a solution. I changed roles and had new challenges, though that didn't really seem to fix the issue. So I was starting to feel really limited and restricted in what I was capable of doing and what I could achieve in the corporate environment. And I also thought about having to be in the corporate environment until retirement age, and the thought of that just didn't really sit well with me. So living a fulfilling and rewarding life and, you know, having a life of purpose suddenly became a priority, and that was the only thing that could happen if I was going to make a significant change in my life. It was to get that, it was going to have to be a big change, not just a step change. So I was given the opportunity in early 2014 to leave the corporate world via a voluntary redundancy, and I saw that as a sign to really take a leap of faith and find a way to get my drive, my sense of achievement and my satisfaction back. And it was also a sign to take on a new challenge and leave behind a world that I had really become quite comfortable with. But it was a world that wasn't serving my needs anymore, and it wasn't going to address my future needs. And, you know, I have a passion to train and consult and coach and mentor others, and I was doing those activities in my corporate roles. So with the learnings and experience from corporate, I resolved to improve the lives and businesses of others on my own terms instead. And through my businesses, I empower others to play smarter, not harder, and focus on their strengths and be creative and go from good to great. And with the Ditch the Ladder business, I help those trapped in corporate careers jump off the corporate ladder and create their own path to success and happiness through running their own business.
What has changed about today's world with regard to career planning and life goals?
Yeah, there's a few things. So most people these days know that the concept of having a job for life just doesn't really apply anymore. It did for the older generation, and the idea that you provide your loyalty to one organization and receive job security in return just isn't as significant as it used to be. These days, it's more about demonstrating agility and diversity and things like that. And most of us have experienced ourselves, or we know of others that have lost jobs because the company restructured or the role was replaced by technology or was just no longer needed. And essentially what that means is there's no such thing as job security anymore. Even the profitable, well-performing companies roll out redundancy programs due to strategy change or leadership change, for example. So you can't expect a company to look after you. You need to look after you. And when people say to me that it's risky to leave a job and start a business, no, I respond with, well, actually, it's just as risky to stay in a corporate job because with the pace of change, technology innovation and disruption all happening at a faster rate across a lot of industries, we live in an age where no jobs are guaranteed anymore. And also, it was a done thing to get a job straight away from school and university, especially in my day, and I suspect that some of your listeners can relate. The younger generations, you know, from Generation Y and younger, are much more adaptable to change and they have access to more information. And they're also a bit more impatient. So they don't want to be stepping on this corporate ladder and spend years climbing it. They have the know-how and the nous to be entrepreneurs. And the population is getting older too, and that automatically implies the need to work longer. And coupled with concern about having funds for retirement, it makes sense to do something you really enjoy. And that could actually possibly give you the potential to retire earlier as well. So career planning and goal setting is about being proactive rather than reactive to change that's going on around us and in our businesses, in our companies, in our industries, to ensure that we're living the life that we want and to set ourselves up for the future.
If you would, tell us about your book, also titled Ditch the Ladder, and why you wrote this book.
Yeah, so the book is for those who are lacking satisfaction and fulfillment in their career and who know that the corporate world isn't for them long term. And they're probably being held back on making a move due to maybe lack of confidence or fear of failure or fear of the unknown. So in the book, I share insights on the new skill sets, behaviours and ways of working that someone needs to know to make a successful transition. It's a bit of a roller coaster ride involved, and there is a dramatic change process that comes. So it's giving some insights on how you leave that world you know and set up a business. And I guess in addition to my business as Ditch the Ladder, I also do training and consulting in change and innovation employee engagement through a business called the Innovation Agents. So it was a bit of a journey to get that set up and to where I am today, because initially when I first left my corporate role, I went into business with a business partner. However, that didn't work out, probably on the basis that our personal and business strategies weren't really quite aligned and our marketing strategy wasn't quite clear. And I guess I remember having that conversation with the business partner suggesting that we part ways, and I had that panic of frustration of something that had I failed, I guess, and knowing that we had invested so much time to pulling it together, but the time it took for it to dissolve was really quite quick. It sort of happened in a conversation. And so learning from the mistakes from that initial business setup, but as well as the things that did work, I started to document the key principles, the do's and don'ts and the things that I really would have liked to have known, a lot earlier when I first left the corporate world. So I wrote the book because I want to help others learn from the lessons that I've learned. I've written it so that those in corporate know what to expect and to really provide the message that relying solely on your technical skills, for example, will not get you that far. There are additional skills required to manage and run a business. For example, you could be the best accountant out there, but if you were to set up your own accounting practice, your skills in sales and marketing will be just as critical as your technical accounting prowess. So I wanted to help really set realistic expectations that there's no such thing as overnight success. And I also have a passion for doing my bit for Australia and helping Australia really flourish in the small business space, because I think it's critical to our economy and our future. And I believe that if there's people that are in the position now that I was in a few years ago when I first left, that they need to understand more than just the practicalities, because the practicalities are easy to find on a Google search or through government-provided resources on things like, you know, how to set up a company or how to write a business plan. But through the book, I wanted to provide more, because the transition is as much about personal growth as it is about business growth.
Today we are joined by Samantha Chambers, founder of Ditch the Ladder, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Samantha, tell us, what are your top three tips for those contemplating ditching that ladder?
Yeah, the first one would be to recognize that you don't know what you don't know. So when you enter the business owner world, you're entering a space that is unfamiliar. And while it sounds fancy to be your own boss, it is actually quite a tough gig. So surrounding yourself with good people, including, say, coaches, mentors, advisors, and those who have been there, done that, for example, is a great way to help you understand what you need to be aware of. I myself have had help from mentors and coaches on my journey, and will continue to do so. And it has, you know, not only helped with clarity and expertise, but also accountability and motivation and feedback. And knowing what you need to know helps the transition become a lot easier, because it really alleviates the fears and doubts that might be holding you back. The second one is to spend time on building the foundations and planning. So it's exciting and enticing to jump in and set up a company and create a website and spread the word that you're in business, though you're less likely to get a favorable outcome if you haven't properly considered the foundations. So in the same way that a house doesn't get built if the foundations aren't put in place properly, you know, so too is the risk of not setting yourself up for success at the beginning in business. So things like articulating your why, vision, understanding where your strengths lie, and having plans in place to set up and for your marketing strategy are all important too. The third is to what I call to draw on your discipline. Corporate environments provide that structure. You know, there are policies, there are procedures, start times, finish times, hierarchies, etc. And when you start working for yourself, this structure becomes quite loose. There's no one to look after you. There's no boss to answer to. So having a disciplined mindset for how you manage your time, your finances, and generally managing yourself and others is quite key. And time discipline is being mindful you are spending your time on the right things. Financial discipline is about knowing how much you need to make a start in business, and then being analytical and thorough with reviewing your finances, and in particular your cash flow. When it comes to managing yourself and others, it's good to note that it's not so much about work-life balance when you're in business. It's more about work-life integration. So organisation and prioritisation skills need to be at the forefront to really be able to achieve your business outcomes, and also to have time to live your life. And having discipline also involves being consistent too, and that involves being committed to your business goals and actively pursuing them on a regular basis, because there's no such thing as overnight success. You know, success comes through an element of patience and consistency.
Certainly some valuable tips on this topic. If you would, let me tap into your expertise one last time. What would be your one final word of advice for our listeners on escaping their corporate jobs?
Yeah, my final word of advice would be to take action. Take action, because amazing things can really happen outside the comfort zone. know, so often I hear people say to me that, now's not the right time for them to start up a business. So for a lot of things that involve significant change, there never really is a good time. There'll always be something that could have the potential to slow down or impact what you're doing. And if you keep the mindset of finding reasons why you can't instead of reasons why you can, you know, you'll never make the move. If you don't take action to leave a job that no longer serves you, you know, what are you going to do to take the next step to a better life and career? When you do take action to ditch the ladder, you'll wonder why you hadn't done it earlier. So when it comes to ditching the ladder, I believe people considering it should turn their attitude of I'll do it one day into I'll do it today. In my book, I cover some mindset matters and key actions to get started and to take action. And your listeners can go to www.ditchtheladder.com to read more about the book and to purchase a copy.
And if someone wanted to find out more about you, is there another location where folks can find out more about you, Samantha?
Yeah, sure. They can go to my website, which is www.ditchtheladder.com.
Samantha, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. You have absolutely branded yourself very well, very impressed, and certainly have been honored to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
It's been a pleasure, Eric.
And the pleasure's certainly been ours. We have been speaking with Samantha Chambers, founder of Ditch the Ladder, a business that helps corporate escapees transition from the corporate world to setting up their own business. And for more information, simply visit ditchtheladder.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.